For the first time, a state will actually get more revenue from marijuana than from alcohol. Now, that's not a particularly big deal, but it's kind of interesting. You know, I mean, marijuana is taxed at a much higher rate than alcohol, so that would be part of it. But the fact is that there were $70 million pulled in marijuana money, and there was only $42 million brought in at the same time from alcohol. So that's kind of an interesting thing. It hasn't hurt the alcohol business, and we remember that was one of the things they said was going to happen. It would hurt the alcohol business.
Also this week, you're taking a look at a rather interesting election happening in Ohio.
This one is really fascinating. The state of Ohio, which doesn't allow medical marijuana or recreational marijuana, and in fact, at this point in time, possession of marijuana is a crime, is a criminal act. And but the state of Ohio announced that enough voters had been certified to put Marijuana Legalization Initiative Issue 3 on the 2015 ballot. And that would allow medical and recreational marijuana. It's proposed by a group called Responsible Ohio, fairly consistent with the laws that we have here. Except there's one thing, and this is the one that has started the problem. The measure would also, quote, endow exclusive rights for commercial marijuana growth, cultivation, and extraction to self-designated landowners who own 10 predetermined parcels of land in particular counties. In other words, 10 groups of people, 10 organizations or people who own this land would be the only people who would be allowed to grow marijuana in Ohio. Now, that's not as completely crazy as it sounds. Illinois, for instance, approves 7 medical cultivation sites, and New York and Florida 5 each. And the argument is that regulation would be much easier than in a place like Colorado where we have hundreds of growers. That's not a bad argument. Still, what you find out is that the campaign for Responsible Ohio, its $20 million campaign to try to push this in Ohio, was funded by the investment groups that own the specific parcels of land. So even supporters of marijuana legalization are against it. A lot of marijuana supporters, there's Ohioans to End Prohibition, for instance, which plans its own legalization measure next year, has stopped promoting that and is against this one, is out there fighting against it. National groups aren't exactly wild in their support of it. Normal has said that it would support it because it's better than the alternative, which is criminalization, and it would allow medical people to get access. But the state legislature, to add to the confusion, has added its own amendment to the same ballot that would not allow any people to benefit, any specific people to benefit over other people from any measure that's passed in Ohio. So you actually have, and that's because the ballot board in Ohio is run by Republicans who are against the measure. So they made that the big point of the ballot proposal in the wording, and Responsible Ohio has sued the state for saying that the monopoly is what they're promoting in their ballot language. But it is a monopoly. Actually, it's an oligopoly, but it is a monopoly. So if you're a voter in Ohio, that really gives you a real problem. Do you vote for legalization and hold your nose at the idea of 10 people making all the money from the growing of marijuana? Or do you vote for both of them, hoping that the marijuana one will get more votes than the other one and would supersede it? There's all kinds of questions.
Are we seeing this more and more big corporations trying to muscle in on the really growing marijuana industry, both medical and recreation, around the country?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's one of the things that I'm concerned about. I really think that I would really hope that the marijuana industry wouldn't just become another Coors or another Budweiser or something like that. I would much rather it be the people who actually took the chances 3 and 4 years ago and continue to take chances now. I would love for that to be the case. I'm afraid that that's not going to be the case. I'm afraid that big money is going to come in and take over. There are limits to what you can do in Colorado with outside money, very strict limits.
There are residency requirements.
Correct, correct. And there are residency requirements. But you can bet that there are people down lobbying the legislature next year to try to change that.
You can read about that and more in this week's Weed Between the Lines in the Boulder Weekly. I'm Catch Leland Rucker here at KGNU Thursday mornings. Thanks, Leland.
Thank you.